the livestock judging's well underway. Business is being done at the trade stands, and behind the scenes, politicking has already begun at this 175th Highland Show. But even before the gates opened, Scotland's Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lochhead hosted a dinner for the show's political guest of honour, Phil Hogan. How did you use your private time with the Commissioner, Minister?
Clearly I'm using the opportunities, I know the industry are, is to talk to him about some of the issues arising from implementation of the new Common Agricultural Policy. It's very complex and we're looking for some flexibilities, and he has said that simplification of CAP is his priority, so quite clearly we're keen for him to accelerate that agenda. I know he's not got a magic wand and he's keen to make that clear as well, he's not going to change things overnight, but he is embarking on a programme of simplification, and I think that will be warmly welcomed by Scotland and Scotland's farmers.
The UK government's agriculture minister Liz Truss is also here. Will you be meeting her? Will you be talking about the convergence uplift that has been a grievance for Scottish farmers for so long?
Well, I'm keen to make progress in the convergence uplift. That's £180 million, give or take, that Scotland's lost because the uplift given to the UK that was meant for Scotland because of our low payments was not delivered to Scotland. And I think she'll be hearing from farmers about their anger that here we are, mid-2015, still waiting for that justice to be delivered and for the uplift to be delivered to Scotland. And I'll certainly be pushing her to give that commitment.
And this single application forms are all in, or 95% of them in Scotland's case. Do you think you're going to be able to meet the December target for payments?
Well, I'm not giving any guarantees at the moment. We've got a very complex common agricultural policy. Like every other administration across Europe, we're struggling to get that implemented properly and in a fair way. What we are doing is doing our best to try and get these payments to start going out the door before the end of this year. I'll keep the industry updated. We won't really have a clear idea of the timetable we can put in place for a few weeks yet because the application window's just closed and we've got to analyse all the applications. But we do recognise the importance to the industry of getting the payments to underpin these businesses around the country as quickly as possible within the payment window.